B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof. We're going to start on the last of the narrow lines on Daf Chof Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Ki Osa Ula, when Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omar, he told the people in Bavel, Ibruha Le'elul, in Eretz Yisrael, by the Sanhedrin, by the big Beis Din, they were Ma'abir Elul, which means that Elul had 30 days, not 29 days, which means that the first of Tishri, which was Rosh Hashanah, was the 31st day after the beginning of Elul, not the 30th day after the beginning of Elul. Oma Ula, and Ula added and said, Yod Chaveirin Bavloi, do you, Bavloim, are you aware, my Tivusa of Dinon Badayu, what a favor us, those in Eretz Yisrael, did for you in Bavel? Do you know how to appreciate and be grateful for the fact that in Eretz Yisrael they added the extra day for Elul? Says the Gemara, my Tivusa, what was the big favor? It seems that the reason that the Elul had the extra day was some service that Eretz Yisrael did for the people in Bavel. What would that be? So there's two answers in the Gemara. Ula Omar, Ula explained, Mishum Yarkayo. Because the way it goes is that in the month of Tishri, there are three Yomim Tovim. There's amongst all the days of the Yomim Tovim in Tishri, there are three of them that will always fall on the same day of the week. That's Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres. Now, if they fall on either just before Shabbos or just after Shabbos, then we're going to have an issue here, because one's not allowed to pick vegetables on, certainly not on Shabbos, and also not on Yom Tov. So what's going to be if you have Shabbos and Yom Tov being next to each other, and they're going to have to pick the vegetables for both days before Shabbos? And on the second day, either the Shabbos after the Yom Tov, if Yom Tov is on a Sunday, or if Yom Tov is on a Friday, then if Yom Tov is on a Friday, they would have to pick the vegetables that they're going to eat on Friday Yom Tov and Shabbos on Thursday, which the time Shabbos comes along, those vegetables have already been picked for 2 days. And so too, if Yom Tov is on Sunday, they have to pick the vegetables for Shabbos and Yom Tov on Friday, and that means that the vegetables they're going to eat on Yom Tov on Sunday have been already picked for 2 days. And then they get ruined, they're not so fresh anymore, they get wilted a little bit, and therefore the Beis Din in Yerushalayim, when they noticed that if they don't add the extra day in Elul, if the 30th of Elul becomes Rosh Chodesh Tishri, then you're going to have Yom Tov and Shabbos next to each other, they therefore added an extra day to Elul, and that way there's going to be a gap between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, or that it's not going to be two consecutive days, and that's a service they did for Bavel. We'll soon see in the Gemara why Bavel is more needy of this than Eretz Yisrael. That was Ula's explanation. Rav Acha bar Chanina Omar, Mishum Meisayo. And this, a very similar reasoning, but not worrying about the vegetables, rather worrying about the people who would die. Normally when a person dies, then he's buried that day, or the next day. But if you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov next to each other, it's possible that a person will die one day and will only be able to be buried 2 days later. If you have a Yom Tov on Sunday, a person who dies on Shabbos will only be buried on Monday, and that is something which is disrespectful and could cause the body to decompose before it's buried, and that's something which they wanted to avoid. And therefore, they made sure that if they saw that by having a 29-day Elul, then those Yomim Tovim in Tishri would be adjacent to Shabbos, they added the extra day in Elul, pushing the Yomim Tovim a day ahead, and that day way there would not be such an issue. And again, the Gemara is going to discuss why this was a concern for Bavel more than for Eretz Yisrael, as Ula said that the people in Eretz Yisrael did a service to the people in Bavel by adding on the extra day. Says the Gemara, may be nayu, what would be the halachic ramification or difference between these two explanations? It would seem that both agree to both. There are two logical reasons to add the extra day in Elul. Where, in what case, in what scenario would there actually be a difference between them? Says the Gemara, ike be nayu, yoyim ha-kippurim shechol yeis achar ha-shabbos. If Yom Kippur falls on a Sunday, And then there's a difference. Why? Because Manda Omar Mishum Meisaya Ma'abrin. According to Rabbi Acha bar Chanina, who says that the reason they added the extra day was to make sure that Yom Kippur shouldn't be just after Shabbos, was because of the dead people who would die on Shabbos would not be able to be buried till Monday, then they would still add on the extra day. However, if according to opinion, according to Ullah, who says the reason they added the extra day was because of the vegetables that would be eaten on the second day, over here the second day is indeed Yom Tov, but it's not a day that we eat vegetables, it's Yom Kippur, it's a fast day. And La'imas Kaboyelu, when is he going to need the vegetables? La'urta, only in the evening, after the fast. La'urta, Torah Chumaisa, in the evening, Amatzi Yom Kippur, on Sunday night, you can go to the field and you can pick the vegetables. It's not necessary to add an extra day onto Elul, just in order to make sure that there should be a day between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, in order to be able to pick the vegetables on Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Ulamando Oma Mishum Yerkayo Leobre Mishum Mesayo. He says, I understand that were these two opinions to be arguing per se, then this would be a case where there would be a difference between the two. But the opinion who says that they added the extra day in Elul, he surely also agrees that there's a concern about the people who would die. So even though the reasoning of the vegetables wouldn't apply by Yom Kippur, but the other reason would apply, and therefore even Ullah would agree to Rab Acha Bar Chanina, so in which case does it ever make a difference what Ullah said, that the reason was because of the vegetables? El Ika Beinayu, says the Gemara, there must be a different case. The case is Yom Tov, which as we said is Rosh Hashanah, first day Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Hasamuch L'Shabbos, Bein Mil Fonel, Bein Mil Achara. As we said, if Yom Tov is before or after Shabbos, then the opinion who says that the problem is the vegetables, ma'abrinon. Then we understand that we add the extra day in order they should be able to pick the vegetables and not have 2 days in a row where we need the vegetables for the Sudas of Shabbos and Yom Tov and cannot pick them. However, Kuntrab Achaba Chinino says the reason is because if people were to die on the first of the 2 days, then they wouldn't be able to be buried for 2 days. That would be true in case of Yom Kippur, which is close to Shabbos, because Shabbos and Yom Kippur are 2 days that it's impossible to bury somebody. However, he'll hold that when it comes to Yom Tov, not to regular Yom Kippur, Efshe Ba'amami, then as we saw in the Gemara in Beit Davov, that one's allowed to bury people on Yom Tov with Goyim. And therefore, when it's an issue of Yom Tov near Shabbos, then there would be no issue of the dead people becoming decomposed before burial, and therefore there would be no reason to push off the start of Tishri by adding an extra day in Elul. Asks the Gemara, the Gemara is asking a similar question we asked before. Does Rav Acha Bar Chanina not agree with Ullah's concern that people will not be able to pick their vegetables for their Shabbos and Yom Tov meals? And therefore, even though there's no issue of burying the people, but there should be an issue of picking the vegetables. Says the Gemara, no, because of Acha Bar Chanina holds, Efshar B'chamimi, that he doesn't hold that there's a concern with the vegetables at all. He says that you can soak the vegetables in hot water, and you soak them in hot water, then they will regain some of their crispiness, some of their freshness, and therefore there's no reason, that would not be a reason to add an extra day in Elul, in order that there should be a space between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov. Now the Gemara asks, Ihochi, if the reason that they pushed off Elul, as the Gemara started, Ullah said they pushed off the end of Elul, they added on an extra day of Elul for the sake of separating Yom Tov and Shabbos, or Yom Kippur and Shabbos, during the month of Tishri, Ihochi Maishno Ledidon, if the reason was either for the vegetables or for the people who are dying, why is it only for us people in Bovel that we have to appreciate it as if we're the only ones that need it? Afilu Leditu Nami, even the people in Eretz Yisrael would have the same issue. Why are they not concerned about burying the dead? Why are they not concerned about the vegetables? Answers the Gemara, Ledidon, us in Bovel, Chovilon Alma, because the position of Bovel where it is that Bovel is much, much hot, it's hotter, it's more humid, it's lower down, and there's not so many mountains there, there's not so much air there, and therefore the vegetables will get ruined easier, and the corpses will decompose quicker, and therefore there was an issue. Ledidhu, But for those in Eretz Yisrael, Loi Chovel Luha Alma, it's not so hot there, and therefore the vegetables will not get destroyed, and the bodies will not get destroyed, and therefore they had less of a need and less of an issue. And therefore Ulla suggested, and he told them, are you aware that the reason that the beginning of Tishri was pushed off was a service that they did to the people in Bovel? That's something you should appreciate and understand. Continues the Gemara. Eini, what did we just see now? We just saw now that we push off the month of the beginning of Tishri, we add an extra day, what we would call letzairach, there was a need. Because normally we understand that every month, as we're going to see, how did they used to determine the beginning of a month? When the new moon was seen. When two witnesses came and said that we saw the new moon on the 30th of the previous month, that becomes the first day. If they didn't come, or if witnesses came and say they saw the new moon on the 31st, either way, if Rosh Chodesh wasn't on the 30th, on the 31st becomes Rosh Chodesh. But now we're suddenly introduced to a new concept that even though it would seem that as far as the witnesses are concerned, possibly Rosh Chodesh would have been on the 30th, but because there was a tzairach, the vegetables, the dead people, there was a need, and therefore they delayed making Rosh Chodesh and determining Rosh Chodesh as being the 30th of the previous month rather than the 31st because of some need. Well, is that something that's allowed? Is that something that is possible? Ainly, the Gemara says, Vatani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, did Rabbi Bar Shmuel not say as follows? Yochel, I may have thought, Kashem Shema Abrin Es Hashono. Now we know there's a concept called a leap year, not an extra day in a month, but an extra month in the year, a second Adar. And that's always Letzairach. We're not going to learn about it here, but in Maseches Sanhedrin, there's a long discussion what the Tzrochim are, what would make the Beis Din determine why, and to add on an extra month. But there's a concept of Letzairach, and Rashi here brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and brings Mipnei Ha'oviv, Hatkufa, Peiris, so Ilon. We'll discuss that Emir Tzashem in Maseches Sanhedrin. But, so that's all fine regarding a leap year. But says Rabbah, that Yochel, I may have thought that Kashem Shem Arbin Es Hashanah Letzairach, in the same way as we can add an extra month to a year when there was a need, Kach Ma'arbin Es Hachodesh Letzairach, so too you can extend a month when there's a need. Talmud Loimai says you cannot, and this is learned from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chadoshim. What do we learn from the words Roish Chadoshim? Kazeh Re'eh V'kadesh, when HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Reish Chodoshim, that as soon as you see the new month, immediately you should sanctify that day as Reish Chodesh, immediately you should determine that day to be the first of the next month. So if the 30th day of Elul is Reish Chodesh, how can you say that since there was a need, we delayed it and made Reish Chodesh the next day? How is that possible? Rabbi Bar Shmuel said that you're not allowed to do that. It's learned from a pasuk that HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem, as soon as you see the new month, Rosh Chodoshim, you have to make it into Rosh Chodesh. Answers the Gemara, Omar Rava, Loi Kasha, Kan Le'abroi, Kan Le'katshoi. There's two ways of manipulating the beginning of a month. Le'tzeirach, that means if there would be a tzeirach, because let's understand, sometimes adding a day in Elul is what will separate the Shabbos from the Yom Tov. Sometimes, if you make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th, then it will be okay. But if Rosh Chodesh is on the 31st, then you'll have the problem of Shabbos and Yom Tov being next to each other. So sometimes this concern would actually be a reason to add a day and make Elul 30 days, not 29. But sometimes it would make us want to force a Rosh Chodesh to start on the 30th day and not on the 31st day, which would be an issue because to make it on the 31st day is not so challenging because it's always going to be Rosh Chodesh on the 31st if you don't make 30th Rosh Chodesh. But to make the 30th Rosh Chodesh without witnesses is not possible. What makes this Rosh Chodesh? So, and we're going to soon see in the Gemara that they were going to manipulate some Edim to lie as if they saw the new moon, and that's something which is very difficult to understand. But the Gemara is now saying that this need to separate Shabbos and Yom Tov could cause us to add a day in Elul, and for the same token, it could cause us to take a day off, which means that even though normally the witnesses, the new month only started on the 31st day of Elul, so to speak, which means Elul had 30 days. We're actually going to make it, bring it forward a day and say, or bring it back more accurately, and say that Rosh Chodesh is on the 30th already. And that's what Rava says is the answer here. That La'abroi, in order to add an extra day, that if the witnesses came on day 30 and said today is Rosh Chodesh, but we have this need of separating Shabbos and Yom Tov, we can say, we're not listening to you. We're going to make Rosh Chodesh tomorrow on day 31. That's okay. But kan lekadshoi, but in order to sanctify the day earlier, in the absence of Edim, when really it seems that Rosh Chodesh would be on the 31st of Elul, and now we're saying, because we have this need, we're going to make Rosh Chodesh on the 30th of Elul, that's when Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, you're not allowed to do that. V'hochi ka'omar, and this is what we're going to read into Rabbi Bar Shmuel's words, Yochil, I may have thought, that Kashem Shema'abrin es Hashonah, in the same way as we add an extra month to the year to make a leap year when there's a need, V'es HaChodesh, and we're allowed to add an extra day to a month, making Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day of the previous month, not the 30th day. You're allowed to do that L'tzairach when there's a need, as we saw, they did that with Elul. Kach mekadshim es haChodesh l'tzairach. I may have thought you're allowed to be mekadosh the Chodesh when there's a need. You're allowed to determine day 30 to be Rosh Chodesh, even if there were no Edim, just because there was that need. Talmud Leima. That's where the pasuk says no. The pasuk says haChodesh hazeh lochem kazeh re'eiv kadesh, that you can only make Rosh Chodesh, and you can only Edim can only come and witness that it's the new month if you saw the new moon. If you didn't see the new moon, it's impossible to say today is Rosh Chodesh. If you saw the new moon on day 30, then we saw that when there's a Tzairach, we can delay making Rosh Chodesh to the next day. But to make day 30 Rosh Chodesh when nobody saw the new moon, that's something that's an impossibility. And the Gemara says, V'chihadom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, this is similar to what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Ma'aymin ala edim, they would threaten or intimidate the witnesses, ala chodesh shanira bizmanoi, that if they came on day 30 and said, today is Rosh Chodesh, today is the new moon, make today Rosh Chodesh, we can intimidate them, and la'abroi, we can push them away, we can somehow manipulate the situation that the Rosh Chodesh was not going to be on day 30, rather on day 31. However, v'ein ma'aymin ala edim ala chodesh shalom, there's no way, it's impossible to intimidate Edim and force them to come and give witness that they saw the new moon, Lekatcha, in order to make day 30 Rosh Chodesh when the new moon had not been seen. Says the Gemara, is that true what we just said now from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and what we just saw now, that you're not allowed to make Rosh Chodesh on day 30 when there's a need in the absence of Edim who saw the new moon? But the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, center of Ami, have a yodin shekol yomov shel Rabbi Yochanan hoyom melamdenu, in all the days of Rabbi Yochanan he taught us, ma'ayimin ala Edim ala chodesh sheloi nira bizmanoi lekatchoi, that when there was a need, they were even allowed to force the Edim, the witnesses, and intimidate them or threaten them to give witness as if they saw the new moon on day 30. Afal pi sheloi ra'u, even though they didn't see it. Yoimru ro'inu, they would say, we saw the new moon. And it's a very complicated, how does this work? You know, what does it help coming forward and testifying to something that's not the facts? And it's learnt out from a pasuk. Either way, it's a challenge, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is asking, how can you say that you cannot make day 30 Rosh Chodesh when there's a need, when you haven't seen the new moon? We see here that you can. So there's going to be two answers in the Gemara. Omar Abaye lo ikashya, ha b'nisan v'tishri, ha b'shar yarchi. All the other months of the year, you're not allowed to do that. Because there's no reason to, you haven't got, there's no Yomim Tovim in those other months of the year. But in the months of Nisan and Tishri, which are the 2 months where there's Yomim Tovim, over there, Beis Din were allowed to manipulate the Edim, even to make the previous month a day shorter than they normally would have. If you're going to ask a question that all the other months, if there's no Yomim Tovim, why would Beis Din entertain the idea? If there's no need, if the whole need is to separate Shabbos and Yom Tov, then obviously all the other months, there are no Yomim Tovim, then why would we do this? What would be the point of it? Like, because we're discussing whether if there's a need, are you allowed to do it? There is no need, there's no Yom Tov. So Rashi discusses that here, and Rashi says that sometimes there's another need beyond the needs we mentioned here of the vegetables and the dead people. There is another need, and that is because one should not have more than 8 months in a year, which have 30 days long, and therefore there was a need to have a shorter month in order not to confuse the calculations, and that's what it says here, that the other months of the year, you're not allowed to manipulate the months, and unless there were Eidim, you cannot make day 30 Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Omar. Rabbi has a different approach, and Rabbi goes back to the beginning. When we asked a question from Rabbi Bar Shmuel, who brought a posuk that says that you're not allowed to manipulate the length of a month for any need, so to speak. And then we asked a question, how could they add Elul? And we thought that there's a difference between manipulating it by adding a day or subtracting a day, and the whole Gemara we've seen till now. Rabbi says no. Rabbi says that opinion of Rabbi Bar Shmuel that says that you're not allowed to change or determine the length of a month for a need, he says, that's following a different opinion. Hodotani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Achirim, it's the opinion of Achirim. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, in Gemara elsewhere, in Erechin, the Gemara says that Achirim Oimrim, Ein Bein Atzeres La Atzeres, Ve Ein Bein Reish Hashono La Reish Hashono Elo Dalet Yomim Bilvad. That Achirim hold, and the Gemara in Erechin Daf Tes discusses this and says that according to Achirim, there was not necessarily a mitzvah to determine the new month based on witnesses. But there was a certain sequence, and there was nothing to budge. It was 1 month was 29 days, the next month 30. 29, 30, 29, 30. That way, it was absolutely clear that in any single year, in any which has 354 days, then you're always going to have the beginning of the next year is going to be 4 days down the road in the week. That means it's going to be 4 weekdays later is going to start the next year. And according to that opinion, you're never allowed to change the length of any month for any reason, because it has to follow that sequence. And Rabbi Bar Shmuel was following that opinion. Achirim holds, if it was a leap year, that you add on an extra month, there's an extra 29 days. Every 29 days is 4 full weeks plus 1 day, which means that a year with the extra, with a leap year, with a 13 months, then according to Achirim, there's always going to be 5 weekdays, Chamisha, 5 weekdays between any date, 1 year and the same date the next year. According to that opinion, we can understand Rabbi Bar Shmuel that indeed you cannot manipulate the length of a month. However, if you disagree with Achirim, then we have all these sources that say that you're allowed to change or manipulate the length of a month depending on the needs. Continues the Gemara, another opinion, Rav Dimi min Ardoa Masni Ibcha. Rav Dimi min Ardoa, he learned the opposite to what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said you're allowed to intimidate the Eidim and force them to, if they came on day 30, that we don't accept them till day 31. However, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, you cannot intimidate Eidim to come and give Eidus to testify that day 30 was the beginning of the month, when indeed it wasn't. That's what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Rav Dimi min Arado is saying the opposite. We can force Eidim to come on day 30, where the new moon had not yet been seen, and force them to give testimony. However, but in the event that witnesses come on day 30, that day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to force them and manipulate them to only come the next day and only to accept their witness, the testimony the next day, in order to add an extra day that you're not allowed to do. My Tama, what would be the reason behind this? So says the Gemara, Hai Merzik Shikra. When everybody sees the new moon on day 30, and suddenly Beis Din, they make the Rosh Chodesh on day 31, it's very clear that you've manipulated the system, and therefore it's very clear a deviation from the absolute truth, and therefore it was Asa. V'hai loy merzik ha-shikra. However, if nobody saw the new moon on day 30, and Beis Din make Rosh Chodesh on day 30, people will just think, okay, maybe somebody saw the moon on the 30th day, and therefore they made it into Rosh Chodesh. It's not so blatant, it's not so outright, the deviation from the truth, and therefore they were allowed to do that when they had the need. Continues the Gemara. And now the Gemara is going to go through a number of different halachas regarding Kiddush HaChodesh. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Yechilna, I'm very proficiently and very well versed in the cycles of the solar cycles and the lunar cycles and how things work with in astronomy, that I'm able litkune lukule goyla. I know exactly the length of every month and exactly when every month starts. It's called the noilad. I know when the new moon is being born every month. And therefore, I can tell you for the diaspora, for the goyla, for people far away, I can tell you every month exactly when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. Omar le'avua, omar le'abba. So Abba said to Shmuel, Avua de Rabbi Shimloi, the father of Rav Simloi, the Shmuel said to Shmuel, Yoda Mar, Ha Milsa, Hai Milsa, can you Shmuel, who you seem very confident that you know everything about astronomy and everything you need to know to be able to determine when Rosh Chodesh is, can you explain the Tanya, what it says in the Brisa? The Brisa is called Besoido Ibur, the secrets of Ibur, the secrets of adding on and determining the lengths of the months and the years, etc. Then in that brisa it says as follows: Noilad koidem chatzois, oy noilad achar chatzois. There's a difference whether the new moon was born before chatzois or after chatzois. Now, can you explain that to me? That's what Abba asked Shmuel. Omale, Shmuel said, Loi, I can't explain it to you. I don't know what that brisa means. Omale, so he said to him, Midaholo yodamar, since you don't know this, ikamiliachrinadalo yodamar, could it not be that there's some other pieces of information that you're missing? Says the Gemara, Kisolik Rabzeira. When Rabzeira came from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Sholachluhu, he sent back to the people in Bovel as follows. According to Rashi, he sent back two independent halachas. Number one, tzorich sheyehei laylo v'yoy min ha-chodesh. If you want day 30 to be Rosh Chodesh, it must be that it must be that the night of the 30th, the old moon was not seen at all. It must be that way. If the old moon was seen on the night of the 30th, there's no way in the world day 30 can become Rosh Chodesh. That was one halacha that Rav Zeira sent. Another halacha, that Vazer Sha'omar Abba Avod Rav Simloi, that to explain the quote in the Brisa that Abba asked Shmuel from that Brisa, that as follows, Mechashvin es toildosoi, we calculate when the birth, so to speak, of the new month is, es toildosoi. Noilad koidum chatzois, if the new moon was before chatzois, on the night of the 30th, biyodua shenire samuch lishkias achamo. Then it can take it for granted that in Eretz Yisrael the new moon was going to be seen on the 30th day sometime. Loi noilad koidem chatzois. If the noilad, if the new moon is born after chatzois, biyodua sheloi nire samuch lishkias achamo, then you can be sure that in Eretz Yisrael the new moon will not be seen on the 30th day. Now exactly what Noilad means, Noilad is when a new moon is born. And that we know. We know exactly in creation when Hashem started the orbit of the moon. And we know that the orbit of the moon, so to speak, just in layman's terms, my knowledge in astronomy is not very good, but in layman's terms, the length of a lunar month is 29 days, 12 hours, and Tof Shin Tzadik Gimel, 793 parts of an hour, which has 1,080 parts. That's how long the cycle is, and we know exactly what second the new moon starts its new orbit, the new month. The question is, we don't always see that. We're going to see in the Gemara soon that it takes time. The 6 hours before and after that point, the moon is too small to be seen anywhere, and even more than that, there are places that the moon will not be seen up to 18 hours before or after that. We're going to see soon in the Gemara. But either way, so the Gemara is saying here that they explained that dependent on whether the noilad, when the point, that second when the new moon starts, if it's before or after Chatzos, will tell us whether it's possible at all for the moon to have been seen. And now the Gemara is saying, l'may nafkamina, what's the point, what value does this information have for us? Omer Vashi lag chushei sada, in order to refute witnesses. If witnesses come and say, on a month that we know that the noilad was after Chatzos, and these witnesses come and say, we saw the new moon on the night, then we can know on 100% that in this month, it's not possible that you saw the new moon at the time that you say you did, and therefore, in that way, they can refute the witnesses. Continues the Gemara, another halacha. Omer Ibzera, Omer of Nachman. Chof Dalet Shoi, there's a 24-hour window, Mechasi Siyaro, that it's between the last point that you can see the old moon, the moon of the previous month, and the first point that you can see the next month, there's at least a 24-hour period that the moon cannot be seen at all. Ledidon, for us in Bovel, where we're in the east, then it's Shis Me'atika, it's the last six hours of the previous month, which means 6 hours before the Moilad, V'tamnisri Michadata, and 18 hours after the Moilad, it's not possible to see the moon. Ledidhu, in Eretz Yisrael, which is further to the west, Shis Michadata, V'tamnis Sri Me'atika. It's the last 18 hours of the previous month that the moon cannot be seen, and the first 6 hours of the new moon cannot be seen, which means 6 hours before and after the Noilad, the moon can never be seen anywhere. The question is, the 12 hours before or after that, that's going to depend where you're positioned, whether you're further to the west and further to the east. And as I said, my knowledge in astronomy is not good enough to be able to explain this to you, but there's plenty of resources out there that can easily explain this to you visually, and I'm sure many of you will understand this better than I do, but that's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara is now asking, what is the halachic ramification? What's the point? What value does Rav Nachman's statement have to us? If either way, when witnesses come and say they saw the new moon, then that's when they saw the new moon. Says the Gemara, l'may nafkamina, Omer Rav Ashi, l'chushei sada, as we saw before, again, to in order to refute the Edim, if Edim say, we saw the new moon at such and such a time, and we know that it was X amount of hours before or after the Meilad, then we know there's something wrong with the testimony of these Edim, and they're not saying the truth. Continues the Gemara, Omer Mar, we saw before that one of the things that Rav Zeira sent to the people to his friends in Bovel, was that Tzorich She'elai Lo V'yoim Min HaChodosh. It must be that in order for day 30 to be Rosh Chodesh, it must be that the old moon could not be seen at the beginning of the night or any time in the night of the 30th. If the old moon could be seen in the night of the 30th, then it's not possible for day 30 to be Rosh Chodesh. And Rashi here straight away asks that we just said now that 24 hours between the last time you can see the old moon and the first time you see the new moon, you cannot see the moon. So if the old moon indeed was seen any time in the night of the 30th, then no one's going to see the new moon on the 30th. So why would Rosh Chodesh ever be on the 30th? And Rashi explains that it's going back to the Gemara we saw on Amud Aleph, that according to some opinions, we're allowed to manipulate the Edim to say that Rosh Chodesh was on day 30, even though they didn't see it. And here the Gemara is saying that even though in some cases that's allowed, however, in the event that the old moon was seen on this night of the 30th, then that's an impossibility. We would not force Edim to say day 30 is Rosh Chodesh when everybody saw the old moon on the night of the 30th. Minolon, what would be the source of this? That you can only make day 30 Rosh Chodesh if the old moon was not seen any time in the night of the 30th, which means where do we know that the day follows the night? And if day 30 is Rosh Chodesh, it must be that the whole night before it was also part of the new month, excluding thereby a case where the old moon was still seen on the night of the 30th. So there's two sources. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan says that we see explicitly that the day ends with a night, which means that the night has to follow the day. It says in the Pasuk, regarding Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, Einu Lochem, V'nisem Esnaf Shiseichem, B'tisho Lachodesh, Bo erev, me erev ad erev tishpasu shabbatchem. Yom Kippur starts in the night and finishes in the night. So you see clearly that the night, that a day finishes with the night, and therefore it starts with the night, and you cannot have a day of Rosh Chodesh if the whole night before it cannot be a Rosh Chodesh because the old moon was still seen then. Rish Lakish Omer, Rish Lakish says, I've got a different pasuk to say that the days end with the commencement of a night, because it says in the pasuk regarding Pesach, Barishon Barba, so Yoim Lachodesh on the 14th of Nisan, Ba'erev in the night, which means the night, the evening of the 15th, Toichlu Matzis, you should eat matzah, ad till when? Ad Yoim Echod Ve'esrim Lachodesh, till the 21st of Nisan, Ba'erev in the evening. So you see that the days, the Yontu, there's referring to Pesach, it ends in an evening. So again, you see that the evening is followed by the day. May binayu, what would be the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish's source? Abaya Omar Mashmos Dorshin Ikka binayu. There's no real halachic difference. It's just a difference. Do you learn it from this pasuk? Do you learn it from this pasuk? Rava Omar, Rava says no. Chatzois Lailo Ikka binayu. The difference between them is if you saw the old moon before midnight of that 30th. Is that still included? I mean, we understand that the night, at the second half of the night of the 30th, if you see the old moon there, the day 30 cannot be Rosh Chodesh. The question is, if you saw the old moon at the first half of the night, is that a reason to say that the day 30 cannot be Rosh Chodesh? According to Rabbi Yochanan, yes, me'erev ad erev. It's the whole evening. Yom Kippur starts at the beginning of the night and finishes at the beginning of the next night. So you need the whole night to follow, to be part with the day after it. However, if you're talking about matzah, then we're talking about eating matzah right through Pesach. Eating matzah on Pesach is not something you have to do. It's something you're allowed to do. You're not allowed to eat chometz, but you don't have to eat matzah on Pesach. And when, at what point in time does this status of being allowed to eat chometz and not having to eat chometz, I'm sorry, being allowed to eat matzah, but not being mechuyev, not being required to eat matzah, that didn't start at the beginning of Pesach, because the first 6 hours of Pesach, till midnight on the first night of Pesach, you're chayev to eat matzah. So when we compare Pesach to all the days, the other days of Pesach, it's only the part of Pesach which is a reshus, when you're allowed to eat matzah, and that's only from midnight. And if so, if according to the second pasuk that we brought, according to Rish Lakish, we would only have a source that the second half of the night has to belong together with the next day, the first half not. And therefore, if you saw the old moon in the first half of the night of the 30th, according to this second pasuk, according to Rish Lakish, we would still be able to make day 30 Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Gemara, Omer Abzeira, Omer of Nachman, Kol Sveika Lekamei Shadinon. Whenever we have a doubt, whenever we're far away, and we're far away from the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael, and we don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, then we know when there's a regular accepted sequence of the months, but we don't actually know in absolute terms when did they make Rosh Chodesh, because we're too far. So whenever you have a Sofik, Lekamei Shadinon, which means that if you know that Sukkot is on the 15th of Tishri, and you don't know when, you don't know, did Elul have 29 days or did Elul have 30 days? So you don't know, is day 15 of Nisa, of Tishri, assuming Elul had 29 days, is that Sukkot or no? Or did Elul have 30 days, in which case it's the next day which is the real Sukkot? So you always take the day, the common accepted day. Let's assume that Elul is a 29-day month, so the 15th of Tishri, that day is Sukkot, and you also have to be for Lechumra, because you don't know, you have to be stringent on the next day as well. On the 16th of Tishri, you also have to practice Sukkot, what we know as second day Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz. You have to practice it because maybe Elul had 30 days. Says the Gemara Lememra, this is coming to tell us that the Chamisa on the 15th, Veshitzar, and the 16th of Dinon, you make Yom Tov. But our base are Loy of Dinon. But we don't say that maybe Sukkot is on the 14th of the accepted Tishri. How would that be possible? The Gemara is going to say, V'nevad, V'levad, Nami Arbeisa, why are you not worried? Maybe the 14th is also maybe Sukkot, or Pesach for that matter. How can that be? Dilma Chasrua L'Av, V'chasrua L'Elul. Maybe the month of Av had 29 days, and the month of Elul had 29 days, which means that Tishri started 2 days earlier than you thought. That means that Tishri started not a day later than you thought, Tishri started a day earlier than you thought, even earlier than what you thought, assuming that Elul was 29 days, maybe Av was also 29 days. We assume, with our regular calendar, we assume that Av has 30 days and Elul has 29 days. But maybe that's not accurate. Maybe the Beis Din made Av also 29 days. Answers the Gemara, Trei Yarcha Chaseira. In the event that there was indeed 2 months, one after the other, that both were chosar, they were 29 days, not 30 days, kol islu, everybody would know about it. If you didn't hear about it, you can assume that Av was 30 days, and you're allowed to assume for now that Elul is 29 days, but you have to take into account that it could be Elul is 30 days, and therefore the 15th and 16th of Tishri have to be practiced as Sukkos. And Yemirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.